The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to bring forth one of our favorite contributing people here on the show. This guy has done it all. He is an esteemed automotive journalist, posting with magazines all across the United States. He's also done some work for the Kelley Blue Book, and for 10 years, he also... helped out on the Motor Trend radio show. When Motor Trend became Motor News Weekly, he continued to volunteer his office. And now that we've become this latest incarnation, we're up to speed. Three is a charm. And I'm getting some good positive calls on this, Rich. And that's really what it's all about, is persistence.
All right.
Rich? Well, it looks like we may be having... Oh, sorry. Matt, a broadcast journalist extraordinaire, esteemed author, and all-around great guy. Welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
Fine, Bob. Just another car full here.
That's great. In the previous hour, we were talking with a representative from Auctions America about the upcoming Burbank sale. And I understand you're going to be in attendance there, and are you going to be doing some TV?
I will not be doing TV, unfortunately, Bob, for this particular sale, but I will be there, absolutely, for sure, covering for some magazines and websites, but not on air this broadcast.
Well, this sale, this is the second year of the Burbank sale, and last year's sale, I know they had a lot of cars from the Peterson, but it looks like this year's sale is going to be quite healthy, as they've got some movie star cars, including a couple owned by Steve McQueen, who you, of course, wrote a very successful book about, and that book has been re-released in soft cover form, so a great opportunity to segue into talking about Steve McQueen. Steve was kind of the king of cool, and certainly a gentleman no stranger to racing and no stranger to cars.
Well, indeed, Bob, one of Hollywood's absolutely true car guys. And I sort of say there was a holy trinity of Hollywood car guys. And to me, back from that era, I mean, these are the guys I grew up with, and they're my car guy heroes from the 50s and 60s. And they are, in no particular order, although this is the order I wrote their biographies, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, and James Garner. But, yeah, McQueen was the real deal. No dilettante actor racer was he. I mean, a seriously capable driver. Loved cars, had great taste in cars, had great cars, and was a very, very capable road racer and motorcycle racer and off-road racer as well.
And as I mentioned, this book was extraordinarily successful for Motor Books International, for Motor Books, and they also recently just issued a soft cover of the other book that you mentioned, Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman. And not only is it a must-have for any automotive enthusiast, but in this softcover rendition, it also comes with lower pricing, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, indeed, Bob, both of those books, McQueen's Machines and The Racing Life of Paul Newman, have been subsequently updated from their hardbound versions and re-released in softcover, and the price brought down in both instances. So they're a little more updated information in McQueen's machines. The original of 2007, published in the fall of 2007, was 2008's best-selling car book. I am very proud to say. And then a few years ago, we updated it, added some more information, particularly in the motorcycle area, and they re-released a soft cover version of McQueen's Machines, and now a new, slightly lower priced soft cover version of The Racing Life of Paul Newman. So pick your handsome blue-eyed star, and we got a book for him, and they're available in print for a little less money than they were when new.
Well, that's great news, to say the least. James Gardner, who we lost just a few days ago, is the subject of your next book, and I understand that book is going to be out on September 15th. Lots of folks don't realize that James Gardner was, in fact, a true car guy.
Oh, big time. And the deeper I dug into it, Bob, the more I learned about what a serious motorsport enthusiast and car guy that James Garner was. We all remember him from his role as an American Formula One racing driver in the mid-60s epic Grand Prix. And, of course, you know, we all grew up watching the Rockford Files. Who doesn't love Jim Rockford and the Gold Firebirds? And all that stuff is in there. He was also a very accomplished off-road racer. He owned and drove great cars on the street. And he owned a professional road racing team with Corvettes and Lolas and a Formula 5000 car in the late 1960s. And a lot of people don't know that.
And he was also known for having some rather unusual street cars as well. He loved taking vehicles and souping them up. I know he did some really cool stuff with Volkswagens and some other very, very cool stuff with Volvo products. Tell our listeners around North America about some of those products that he did for the street.
Yeah, that was really Paul Newman who did the hot rod Volvos. Not James Garner, but Paul Newman used to love to get the Volvo station wagons painted gray or blue or some fairly innocuous color and put supercharged Ford or Corvette engines in them. He called them a Volvette because it was a Volvo with a V8 motor out of a Corvette in it and a 6-speed manual transmission. And that's just what Paul Newman used to love to toddle around the streets of Connecticut with. James Garner also had some very unusual street cars. Didn't think twice about taking one of his racing team's Lola T70 Mark III endurance racers and just driving it on the street because it was cool. Never mind that it was too low, the headlights were illegal, it was way too loud, it was way too fast, it was hot, it was cramped. I mean, who cared? He's James Garner. And if he wanted to drive his Lola on the street, he did. And nobody told him not to.
Oh, that's great. Lots of folks don't really equate James as being such a true car guy, but we all can't wait for this book, which is scheduled to be out around the middle of September. Matt, is that when that's going to hit the bookshelves?
And indeed, Bob. And technically, the publication date is September 15th. So I'm guessing either a few days either side of middle of September, you should find that book around, and you can pre-order it right now, if you want, through the publisher direct at cartechbooks.com, or you can pre-order it on Amazon, called The Motoring Life of James Garner. And pre-orders are now being taken, and that means you'll receive copies in mid to late mid-late September. And if you like, I will send you some. Of course, you'll get one of your very own, but I'm thinking if I can send you some and you want to do some reader giveaways, we can do that.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, Matt. Matt Stone is with us, automotive journalist extraordinaire, author, and broadcaster. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to tell you all about all of his great works, and including this re-release of Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman, now available in soft cover. And what a great bargain that is. It's all straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America.
Head
headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The Grow Up Plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call 1-800-919-4882. That's 1-800-919-4882. 1-800-919-4882.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you driving, Cadillac?
You're in luck because we're live all across North America. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. You can reach out there or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com or Bob@BobLongRadio.com, Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com, Bob@BobLongRadio.com. Matt Stone is with us, esteemed automotive journalist, author, car guy, and broadcaster doing lots of commentary for Speed for many, many years, and now working with the NBC Sports Network and covering a lot of the Auction America events. Matt has written so many books. Matt, I've actually lost count. Bring me up to speed. What will the Garner book make? What's the grand total?
Yeah, me too, Bob. Me too. I want to say it's 12 or 13, but I'm not going to bore anybody with counting them or naming them, but it's a dozen or 13 or so, starting 12 or 14 years ago, and, you know, about one a year ever since, and car books have been very, very good to me, and I enjoy doing them and will continue to.
That's great. How long does an average book project like any of the titles that we've been talking about, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, or James Gardner, is about a year's worth of work and research? I'm sure it's a lot more work than lots of folks expect.
Yeah, you hit that nail pretty squarely on the head, Bob. It's about a year's work for me to research, interview, and gather the materials. And then once I've done that, you know, putting the book together with layouts and editing and copy editing and all the other book production process that goes along with it is another 6 or 8 months. So give or take, from the time I have the idea and start gathering my file to we sign a contract and deadlines and turn-ins and all that, can be a year to a year and a half.
So it's a real significant project, to say the least, but what a great reward to have such great success that you've had with all of these books. One of the big books, the big announcements that we're talking about here today is the softcover release of Paul Newman's book, Winning, The Racing Life of Paul Newman. And Matt penned this back in 2009, and now it's available in softcover. It won the International Automotive Media Association Gold Award for 2010. And an interesting story of Paul Newman for a lot of our listeners. Paul was born in Shaker Heights, Ohio, back on January 26th of 1925. His middle name was Leonard Newman, and like so many actors in the post-war era, he moved to New York City to pursue his craft in the early 1950s. But he wasn't exactly a car guy from the get-go. His first car was a 1929 Ford Model A, and that was followed up by a 1937 Packard, which he bought for the sum of $150 in the late 1940s. So in the beginning, he really wasn't a car guy in the early part of his life.
Well, true enough, Bob. It came to these three guys in different times in different ways. I mean, Steve McQueen was a motorhead pretty much from the beginning. Rode around Greenwich Village and the city on motorcycles and with sidecars and, you know, hopped up a Sherman tank when he was in the armed forces. And you know, he was a motorhead from day one. And James Garner seemed to come a little bit later to him. Paul Newman, much later, for sure. And raced, you know, all through his 70s as a very competitive sports car racer and owned an IndyCar team. Now, I'm sure, you know, when he was a teenager or 20 years old, Paul Newman was not growing up dreaming of owning a racing team. That all came later. But, yeah, different times and different ways to these three guys.
Interesting that in 1953, one of the turning points in getting Paul more interested in performance vehicles was the purchase of a Volkswagen, a stock Volkswagen, and it remained that way for about the next 8 years or so. But then he started thinking about hopping up that VW, so that's interesting that the VW bug was actually the first performance inspiration for Paul.
Yeah, it is for a lot of people, believe it or not. But yeah, for Paul Newman, who of course later in life won an Oscar. I mean, but all his life, a very highly lauded and respected actor and director and writer and producer and everything else. But yeah, his first hot car was a hot rodded Volkswagen with a bunch of Porsche parts on it. Yeah, not what you would expect.
Very, very interesting stuff. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Why don't we throw out a Paul Newman automotive trivia question, and it will be in the realm of racing. In the last days of Paul's racing team ownership, he was teamed with another gentleman. What was the official name of the Newman Blank racing team? Newman Blank racing team. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We've got some free Haynes manuals to give away. Also something from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And also we've got a number of wash drop samples that we can give out, 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com. I get a kick out of Jerry Seinfeld's Crackle TV series there, which is comedians in cars having coffee. And I remember the episode in which he talked to David Letterman, and David Letterman is the owner of one of these hopped-up Volvo station wagons, and it was funny watching Jerry Seinfeld, car guy himself, take this particular vehicle out on the highway with David Letterman. Did you happen to see that episode, Matt?
I did, Bob, and you're right. Two very, very serious car guys there. In fact, Newman and Letterman had their supercharged Ford Volvo wagons built by the same guy at just about the same time. They were different colors and had slightly different equipment. But imagine Paul Newman and David Letterman out burning rubber and hooning around in V8-powered Volvo station wagon.
Around Connecticut and having all kinds of fun. And I remember David telling the story to Jerry Seinfeld that one day he was in his office, he got a call from Paul Newman. And Paul Newman said, you know, I'm building one of these Volvos. Do you want one? And he was kind of like, didn't know what to say, but yeah. And then he said, do you want to put a, did he use the word blower? I think David, a puffer, I think. That's what he said. Do you want to put a puffer on it? And that, of course, being a supercharger, David Letterman didn't know what the word meant, and he said, yeah, sure. More with Matt Stone straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again, but I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
A seasoned journalist, tongue poor judge, author of more than a dozen books, and also, great broadcaster Matt Stone is with us here on the broadcast, and we got a winner on the trivia question. It was the Newman Hans team. Tell us a little bit about, and we want to congratulate Jamie in Missouri, listening on KSIS, for getting that, the Newman Haas team. Tell us about Mr. Haas.
Yeah, Carl Haas, a very interesting guy from the Chicago area, and he was for the longest time the importer into North America for Lola race cars. And Carl Haas imported Lola race cars for other teams and ran his own team for a while. And one day there was a lot of conversation between Paul Newman and Carl Haas about going IndyCar racing, because Lola wanted to build an IndyCar, and the two decided that they would form a team, be the factory team for Lola's IndyCar efforts. And they hired a guy named Mario Andretti and went out and started a team in 1983 and were just dominant in IndyCar racing throughout the 80s. It wasn't long before Formula One driver Nigel Mansell was driving for them, won the championship in a few years later, 1993. I mean, so a very, very successful association between Carl Hoff, Paul Newman, Mario Andretti, and then numerous great IndyCar drivers over the next decade and a half or two or three.
One of the great stories about Paul Newman, and certainly an inspiration for all folks who are late bloomers, including myself, and that is that he did not begin his driving career, his racing career, until the age of 47. Now, Matt, there aren't many drivers who conclude their career at age 47. A lot of them hang it up a lot sooner than that. But here's Paul just starting out at the age of 47, and I think that's just plain terrific.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely a poster child for older people accomplishing amazing things. As you said, he got his SCCA license when he was 47, raced, you know, all through his 60s, 70s, and into his 80s. And his very last race was in a Trans Am style tube frame 700 horsepower Corvette at age 81 or 2. I mean, you know, not a lot of 82-year-old guys can drive, much less drive a 700 horsepower Corvette. Paul Newman did, and he won 4 SCCA national road racing titles. I mean, he was superhuman in his ability. Wasn't born a great driver, but learned and became one. Trained himself, applied himself, was taught by some great mentors, and had enough physical skill and talent with a lot of training and dedication to become a very competent racing driver and enjoyed a marvelous racing career that went on for 30 some odd years, starting, as you said, at age 47. Pretty amazing stuff.
It really is. And of course, when you look back at his racing career, he mainly drove on road courses everywhere from Nelson Ledges to Le Mans, but also, I didn't realize this, he actually drove on dirt ovals.
Yeah, he was not a frequent competitor in sprint cars, but he played around in them. And in case you've ever watched much non-wing sprint race car action, those cars with really really powerful V8 engines, with two turning and two burning in the dirt, sliding around, driving crazy. I mean, I have tremendous respect for sprint car racers. And Paul Newman, that was playday for him, to borrow somebody's monster sprint car and go out and go sideways in the dirt.
Isn't that amazing? And when you look at some of the vehicles that he drove, of course, he was known for his love of the Nissan 300, the Nissan Z car, basically. I sort of go with the 370Z, which it's called now in 2014 form, but basically the Z cars. He loved the Z and the ZX, and he also drove some other very, very expensive and professionally prepared vehicles like the Wicked 935 from Porsche.
Indeed, Bob. Second place at Le Mans, second overall in the
amazing
70s in a Porsche 935 twin turbo. Monster, big, hairy-chested, scary car. And he was partnered with his team owner and the late Rolf Stommelen. And if it weren't for some mechanical maladies and maybe some rules technicalities, they just about won that race. Can you imagine that? Paul Newman winning at Le Mans. that would have been the biggest Hollywood car guy news ever.
And of course, that's a good segue into the fact that where you got the title from the book was from a Paul Newman movie of the same name winning.
Indeed, 1968, I believe it was, or so, right about there. He and his wife, Joanne Woodward, co-starred with Robert Wagner, another one of my Hollywood heroes, and made the movie called Winning, primarily about IndyCar racing, although you'll see NASCAR, you'll see Can-Am, there's a lot of stuff in there. It's a bit of a challenging script to get through, but every car guy should watch it, because, you know, there's a whole romance and unromance, and, you know, the good driver makes bad and then makes good, and the broken hearts and all the stuff that goes with it. But some magnificent driving footage, which Newman and Wagner did themselves, most of which, at Indy. And they were very credible as racing drivers. They looked the part, walked it, talked it, and did a great job winning. And you're right, that's absolutely where the title of the book came from. And it's a movie that you can get on Netflix or rent anywhere, and I suggest everybody get through it at least one time. Some great car action in there and good fun. You'll see Eagles and period Indy cars and some really interesting on the road racing footage from Elkhart Lake and NASCAR and a bunch of other places and good fun. A very, very young Richard Thomas was also in that movie.
And another thing that I just became aware of within the last week or so is the fact that there's a documentary. I believe it hasn't been released yet. And it's the same exact title as your book, Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman. Adam Carolla was one of the directors on the vehicle on the movie, and it stars Tom Cruise, Patrick Dempsey, and a whole slew of other folks. What's the story behind the story on this documentary?
Well, it is a licensed television documentary adaptation of this book.
Wow,
so,
fantastic.
So this book sort of became the treatment for that film. And Adam Carolla, another seriously true Hollywood car guy, owns numerous. He's a big Paul Newman fan. And he owns numerous of Newman's former racing cars, mostly Nissans and Datsuns. But he and his production company licensed that book from me and Motor Books and my co-author Preston Lerner, and it kind of formed the treatment for that film that's coming out sometime, I believe, early next year. But nonetheless, a serious filmmaker is Adam Carolla, and this book is the film is the adaptation of this book, and I have worked and consulted with those guys and seen some of the footage, and I think it's going to be very good.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Congratulations, Matt. That's wonderful news. And, yeah, Adam Carolla and I have very good chemistry and get along quite well. And he's a very unusual gentleman, to say the least. Straight ahead, more with Matt Stone as we continue to tell you all about Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman, now available in softcover. Don't go away.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Matt Stone is our very special guest, automotive journalist extraordinaire, author, broadcaster, and much, much more. We're talking all about some of the recent books done by Matt, including McQueen's Machines, The Cars and Bikes of Steve McQueen, along with the book that just recently has been re-released in soft cover form, Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman. And we're all looking forward to the release of Matt's book coming up in the middle of September on James Garner. Had a listener, Matt, a gentleman by the name of John in Missouri, listening on KSIS, who wanted to know from you, how old was Paul in his last professional race?
Last professional race would have been at the Daytona Rolex 24 at Daytona just a few years before he passed away. I want to say he was 80 or 81 about that time, and didn't do particularly well. He was not in a highly competitive car, and it was a wet race, and he spun out once or twice. Didn't as I recall, you know, crash anybody or himself, but it was a wet race, it was a dark day, and I don't think he had a particularly tidy car underneath him, but Rolex 24 at Daytona a couple of years prior to his passing, so, you know, 79-80, something like that.
Amazing. And folks always like to draw comparisons between the racing styles of Steve McQueen and Paul Newman. As you mentioned a little bit earlier in our conversation here today, that Paul wasn't a naturally to work to learn the art of racing. Was Steve McQueen much more of a true natural?
I believe that he was, Bob. I think he just had a little more natural physical ability, perhaps, than Paul Newman did, or didn't require as much effort and training. Steve McQueen was just very good physically, could ride a horse, shoot a gun. He was a black belt martial artist, and Paul Newman often criticized himself as graceless. He says, you know, I can't dance, I can't play tennis. You know, I the only place I find any grace is at the wheel of a race car. And it is my sense. Now, of course, the two guys never raced against each other because they raced at different times in their own lives, and Steve McQueen died so young, so they never went head to head. And I would have loved to have seen that. But it is my sense that Steve McQueen had a little more kind of natural rhythm for it than Paul Newman did, although Newman lived much longer and ultimately accomplished a lot more as a racer than did Steve McQueen. But that doesn't take anything away from either guy. I mean, they were both magnificent guys, actors, and became really accomplished racing drivers.
Mario Andretti did the foreword on Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman. And that was fitting in a lot of different ways. I know you're very close with Mario, and it must have been a great honor for him to do that for you and for Paul.
Well, I hope so. It was certainly fun going through that process because we drafted it on a phone call and then went back and forth and letters and drafts back and forth until we finally got to what you read in the book. And, I mean, any time and anything and anywhere – with Mario Andretti, I'm doing it. But yeah, he just revered Paul Newman. They were very close friends, and of course, Mario drove for him for decades very successfully, and they got to be great friends and had a terrific professional relationship. And Mario recognized his ability and his accomplishments and just spoke, in my opinion, warmly and lovingly and genuinely about his friend Paul Newman in the foreword for this book. And it was a hell of an honor to have him in there doing that for me, believe me.
And we should also note that you worked on this book with a great guy that you've worked with on a number of projects, Preston Lerner. Tell our listeners around North America a little bit about Preston.
Sure. Preston Lerner is a terrific guy and a real old-school journalist, a former print journalist, lives here in Southern California, L.A. Times, did a bunch of stuff for the L.A. Times for years, and I believe originally out of New York, but a big-game, old-school, research-it-from-scratch, get-it-right journalist. And we have conspired on a couple of projects, and he's a real car enthusiast and amateur racer, and getting him to play along on Paul Newman wasn't all that difficult. And he did a marvelous job. That book is so much better because Preston participated, and I share a lot of credit with this book's quality with him because he's such a great guy and a solid journalist and was a great teammate to work with on this. So, yeah, cheers, Preston Lerner. I hope you're listening out there somewhere. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. And, again, this is now available in a soft cover form, so you can save a little bit of money over the hardcover version. And I would imagine it's available at the usual online locations and, of course, available through Motorbooks International as well, Matt?
Yes, Bob, you're right. Motorbooks.com. And I believe that Amazon actually sells it at a slight discount, even a little lower than the new price. But Amazon.com has it, and you know they're all over eBay and some of the big bookstores, and wherever you go to buy your books, car books, auto books and aero books, etc. Auto books here in Burbank, California, they carry it, and yeah, all the usual places. The Racing Life of Paul Newman, now in paperback.
It's a big story, absolutely, and just a wonderful book and a great part of my library, and I know that our listeners also will enjoy it. So I encourage everybody to check it out and purchase this book because once you get it, you're going to be absolutely blown away with all the great photographs and all the great work that Matt and Preston put into in making this book, the award-winning book that it has become. Let's talk a little bit about some of the adventures that you've got around the bend. The Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance is not that far off, and Matt, you're a judge at Pebble Beach, a very esteemed position to say the least, and I'm sure you're looking forward to spending some time on the Monterey Peninsula coming up the third weekend in August.
Well, indeed, Bob, kind of like the Swallows to Capistrano, you know, that's where I return every year. Every third weekend in August, you know, my wife and I, and sometimes my daughters, and often with friends, it's always spent on the Monterey Peninsula and all those wonderful events there. I will be doing some Master of Ceremony and MC and microphone work at Concorso Italiano, which takes place up there during the weekend. And
wonderful.
And then the Chief Class Judge at Pebble Beach again, and running around and seeing great cars and friends and people and enjoying all the greatness that is the Monterey Peninsula, third week in August. And if you're up there, I'll see you.
Yep, absolutely. And that we should really touch on Concorso Italiano. It reminds me I need to get a radio interview lined up with them really soon because it's all sneaking up on us. But big change for Concorso this year, and I think it's a very wise one, the fact that they are no longer competing with the very prestigious and popular Quail event. The Concorso is going to be held on Saturday. Am I correct, Matt?
That's correct. It was an event that for many years now has always been on Friday. And then other events popped up around it, especially the one you just mentioned, the Quail Motorsports Gathering, which is spectacular. But two big events just across the road from each other on the same day. And the organizers of Concorso have decided to change locations to a reputedly easier-to-access locale and moving days to Saturday now. So splitting the difference between the Quail Motorsports Gathering and Pebble Beach will be on Saturday, ConcorsoItaliano.com.
Excellent. And Matt, in the realm of other writing that you're doing that you can tell us about, I know you're always working on something. Any freelance articles out there that we can check out or anything we can keep our eye out for in the not-too-distant future?
Just always a variety of stuff, Bob. I'm a generalist when it comes to that, and do a lot of work for a very outstanding Porsche-only magazine called 911 and Porsche World, always for some Ford titles. And I do have another book in the oven that I'm not ready to announce just yet, but when we talk in the fall, we'll get to that.
Absolutely. We'll get you back on the radio before that, and I want to thank you, my friend, for your time here today. Thanks, Matt.
As always, Bob, take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. There he is, esteemed automotive journalist and author Matt Stone. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.